Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just after 8 o'clock, Roger and JP on BAB. Look who just walked in wearing his Rangers t-shirt.
What's up, boys?
Comedian Chris Roach, huge Rangers fan.
Yes, long-suffering Rangers fan.
Mott on Kevin Can Wait, of course. We will talk to him coming next. And his new life, we talked to you right before Kevin Can Wait began season one. You knew you were going to it.
You were splitting time between living with your dad and in the back of his old Lincoln Town car.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Are you? Are you really?
Yeah, I'm waiting for, maybe season three.
I got a lot of questions.
Am I willing?
All right, we'll talk more with Chris next. Find out how his life has changed or not. Even though season two has been signed, right?
Yes, it has.
And you're a part of it.
I think I am.
Oh, Jesus, no way.
I got a good feeling I am.
Ah, show business.
Yes.
Chris Roach next. Mott from Kevin Can Wait. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 8:07. Very happy to have comedian Chris Roach in the studio with us.
Yay.
Mott from Kevin Can Wait.
Yay.
He's picking stuff out of his teeth. Yeah. What's the matter?
I got it.
It
was the popcorn from last night.
I was going to say, was it from last night or this morning?
Popcorn that stays in there for 3 days.
If you want to check it out, we're on Facebook Live as we speak. We would have got your hair and makeup. We should have told you.
I know. I just threw on this rag on my head.
Did you wear that Rangers t-shirt last night and just wear it to bed and wear it in here this morning?
No, I'm trying to wear it today for solidarity and good luck. Yeah.
So how is it that this show goes in for season two and your life hasn't changed?
I know it's changed.
Does your agent suck?
It's changed. No, my agent's good. Come on, they could be listening. No, my life definitely changed. I mean, people recognize me. Like a woman saw me in a CVS not too long ago and went crazy.
Okay.
Like, what are you doing here? Oh my God! I'm like, I'm picking up my anxiety medication. Calm down. you're freaking me out a little bit right now. And she's like, "What are you doing here?" I'm like, "It's Ron Conkuma. That's where I'm from."
Right.
And you know, a couple of people have come to my dad's house. And if, you know...
Like, stop by your dad's house?
Yeah, and I'm so grateful for everybody who watches the show and that are fans.
Right.
But come see me at a comedy club. Don't knock on my front door and freak my wife out.
Are they really coming to the house?
Yeah, a couple people have knocked on the door.
That's got to be weird.
It was a little weird, but, you know, it's, you know, people want to say, you know, they're excited about the show.
It's part of the fame.
So you're still at your dad's house?
Yes.
Okay. Are we at least, now with season two coming, are we house shopping?
No, we moved into the master bedroom. We kicked my father out of the master bedroom.
So that's what you got for season one. You moved into the master bedroom of your dad's house and kicked him out.
Right. No, he's staying with his girlfriend right now. And we got the master bedroom, which is lovely.
Have you been car shopping?
Oh, we did get a new car.
Congratulations.
We're leasing a new car, but I still have the Lincoln.
Okay.
Which I'm thinking about getting like a used Prius, so when I go on auditions, I could ride the HOV lane.
That's not a bad idea.
I don't know what the legroom is like in those things.
I don't think it's going to fit you.
You're going to have to lay in it like a sled.
Oh.
You ever see the bobsled guys?
6'6".
That's you.
Yeah, you're 6'6". Huh? Yeah. You're not fitting in a Prius, bro. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, man.
You can get yourself one of those hybrid SUV things.
Just to kill, I mean, on the way home from the city, like if you don't leave the city before 2:30, you're in big trouble.
Right.
And that'll add another hour onto your trip. And if I can cut an hour out by, even if I'm cramped in a car for, you know.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
So as a star of Kevin Can Wait, what are you going into the city to audition for? I mean, other things are coming up. Can you mention anything that you're trying out for? Is it commercials? Is it other TV shows?
Just like one-shot deals, like guest appearance on a show. I just went out for something, which, actually, I can't say that. It's at a sign of non-disclosure.
you know you made it.
Are you allowed to do other shows?
Yeah, as long as it doesn't interfere with the shooting. We're back in the studio in August, so I have between now and August to have fun.
Joey Cola says you guys are having a blast.
Well, it's incredible. It really is incredible. I mean, like the first time we got together, Kevin just brought us all out to, we had lunch together, we got to meet each other, and right. then we all started bonding and started going out and doing karaoke and stuff like that. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And that's how you built the chemistry for the show.
Which, yeah.
That is one of the things about the show, is to see between all you guys, whether it's Kevin or you guys in the group, mm-hmm. there's definitely, it feels like you're like real friends. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah. It,
I know it's a show, but.
It took me a while to get comfortable with Kevin, though. It's like now I can call him a friend where, you know, it's like even still like that, he had that movie on Netflix that did really well. And I felt like I couldn't watch it because if I watch it, then he'd become that guy again.
Oh, okay.
The guy from TV.
Right.
I'm like, hey, you just like overnight, hey, you're the guy from that movie. And now I'm in a scene with you.
Yeah.
You're the big star.
Next thing you know, you're outside his house.
I'm going to, hey, Kevin. Yeah.
You're not going to hit his door.
How are you?
You're one of those creepy fans.
So now you feel more after a full season that you and Kevin James, like, you feel like do you feel like a peer?
Not, yeah.
I understand what you're saying, that he's a superstar. Yeah. I get it. But do you feel like when you're on the set, you're a peer with him?
Yeah, but he's a very, very humble guy. He's very humble mm-hmm. and very nice. You only hope that when you meet someone like him that he's as cool as he is on TV.
Yeah,
he really is.
Right?
Yeah. He really is cool.
Yeah, he's got a great reputation that way.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Can you smell the money yet?
Can you smell him?
Can you smell the money?
I think I see it in the distance.
Do you?
How long does it take? You got season two signed up.
Doesn't it take like 5 years?
Like, do you get a raise for season two?
Well, I don't know about that yet. We're going to find out.
Because you don't know how many episodes you're in and how much, right?
That's all still up in the air?
We're going to find, you know, because I think everything becomes official. Like, they start, like, handing out contracts in May, and I'll find out. You know?
Got it.
I may get a raise if they just ask me back.
Oh, so you don't even know if season two is ready to go, but you don't even know if you're
officially.
Well, they're not going to kill
officially.
You off.
A little birdie told me that I'm coming back.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's good news.
It's good, Mott.
It's good to have those little birdies flying around the studio.
Yeah.
Less anxiety medicine.
Oh, that's right.
Let you calm down a little bit.
Double doses.
That is cool stuff. Chris Roach. Comedian Chris Roach hanging out with us. More with Chris, who plays Mott on Kevin Kuwait, coming up next. Right now, we got to take a look at the roads. 8:13. Here's Ted.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota.
11 at participating locations.
It's 8:18. Roger and JP on BAB. Comedian Chris Roach in the studio, of course, plays Mott on Kevin Kuwait. And he's got a good Billy Joel story we'll talk about next.
That right must now. Have been a cool shooting that thing at the Billy Joel show.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, I bet.
Incredible.
Talk about that next and a lot more with Kevin Kuwait. Season 2 on the horizon. Stuff you need to know now. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. Here's Ted.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be in Central Islip this morning to discuss...
2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 824. There's Billy Joel. And in a related note, Chris Roach, the comedian, is here. It was Mott on Kevin Can Wait with Kevin James. And
yes.
I saw you guys. My wife and I went in October to see Billy Joel. And you guys, the whole cast came out in front of the stage down below us. We're like, hey, yes. Wait a minute. That's Kevin James hopping up and down going crazy.
Yeah, and that was...
And you were right there. We had talked to you a few months before the show started.
Yeah, you don't strike me as a hopper.
No, I can't jump. I have that white man's disease.
Gotcha.
You don't have to. You're 6'6".
Yeah, I was... Anyway, they filmed that scene with Billy early on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was one of the first things we did. And so I'm sitting up front, this guy from Ronkonkoma.
Right.
I'm sitting up front, literally sitting next to Kevin, just getting to know him. And then we stand up for a certain part of the show, and Billy leans over with the microphone and Kevin sings a part of the song, and there was a moment there, I think I was crying. I don't know if they got it on TV, but I was like, is this really happening?
Are you a big Billy Joel fan, or it was just like a...
I never considered my dad was,
or is,
and I never considered myself a big Billy Joel fan, but when I was there, I sang every song.
Except for like Vienna, right?
Because that was the song I think I fast-forwarded on my cassette.
Absolutely. You know, it's Living on Long Island, because I'm not the biggest Billy Joel fan either, but I went to the show, and you find yourself knowing, it's like osmosis. Somehow, every I don't know song. If it's through the water or whatever it is, but you know every freaking word to every song.
More than any other musician or band, I know more Billy Joel songs. I sang every song, and when I left, I'm like, I can't believe I know that many Billy Joel songs.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So that was like your first night out with the crew, all the characters with Kevin, and you guys acting as characters, and...
What was even greater, I mean, as a Ranger fan, we go into the side entrance and we drove. You take the van we were in, you literally drive up to the top, and we were about, I would say, We pulled in about like 50 feet behind the drums.
Sick.
And that, I was
that's
insane.
That's awesome. You know? Oh, that's so cool.
So, and on top of the, you know, Billy with the microphone and Michael Del Judas like behind Billy going, hey, what's up, dude?
How cool is he? Isn't he the greatest guy?
Probably, super nice. Yeah. Super Mark's nice. Great guy. It's my boy.
Yeah, I bet.
You guys are tight.
So now that you have, of course, Chris has done one season of Kevin Can Wait. Season two is coming. It's signed. You don't know exactly everything about it, but you hear that you'll be on it and everything's good.
I hear that Mutt will be back.
Is your wife spending money you don't have yet?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I told you, like when we got we're leasing a new car and she converted this car with like all these mats and cages where she transports these dogs now. She'll take.
Well, she does volunteer work.
Yeah, if she volunteers she'll take a, like, let's say somebody sees a pit bull from Long Island they want to adopt and they live in Boston. My wife will drive a leg of the tour with the dog. She'll take it from like Brookhaven to the Bronx, and somebody will take the dog from Bronx to Hartford.
Don't you want
to
just say, how about you harvest all that enthusiasm into a job?
Yes. God forbid. God forbid.
Like, she's doing nice work at least.
Yeah. Like I was saying before, like even like today, I wake up and I say hello when I wake up, like, hey, morning, baby. But I'm really saying, have I done anything wrong since I fell asleep?
Right.
Have I done anything wrong? You're like testing the waters with the baby.
And it could be something simple like she likes an empty sink before she goes to bed.
Yeah.
And if I leave like a peanut butter knife in there, forget it.
The same way. Sink has to be clean before she goes to bed.
Sweetheart, I understand you're upset, but would you rather that peanut butter knife in the sink or in your chest?
Right, right. Those are the options. Those are the two options.
Since the whole thing, has your wife said to you at all, or do you think you have changed? Has she said to you, you know, you've changed? This is an example of you changing. Have you heard that yet?
I feel like I haven't. I feel like
now that you're famous, you said people are knocking on your dad's house door. People recognize you in public now. Well, I mean, life has changed.
One of my a friend of mine said to me, he goes, "You are totally unaware of what's happening around you." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I see people whispering and pointing and Do you realize what's happening?" I'm like, "I guess." You know,
it's a little weird.
My wife says I changed, but she always brings out anytime we fight. You know, you've changed. What do you mean I'm changing? What do you mean? You got the show. You think who you are now? I'm like, what? I'm living in my dad's house. What do you mean?
Exactly. I would say I'm pretty friggin' grounded.
Yeah, I'm pretty humble.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Humble.
To say the least.
I know what humble is.
By the way, Chris is opening for Kevin James. He sold out a bunch of shows, and the newest show, a fourth show, is going on sale at the Paramount for May 13th. Actually goes on sale at 10 o'clock this morning.
And you're there tonight.
I'm there tonight with Kevin, yeah.
Yeah, sold out deal.
Very excited.
Cool
very
place
excited.
To play, too, isn't
it? Oh, great, and the owners are great.
Yeah.
I love that little back room they have there, that
Founders Club?
1900s room.
Yeah.
Do you get free food there, too?
Yes.
Did you go through have you found all the secret rooms?
I saw a few of the secret rooms.
Isn't
like
that
they
cool?
One of the rooms is...
It's like an opium den.
Yeah. And the other room looks like Andy's cage from
Shawshank.
From Shawshank.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Same post. It's freakishly.
It's a cool place.
Yeah. And...
Well, you're seeing it all now that you're famous.
Yeah, you know what? You know what the coolest thing is? Like, I had a gig up in, like near Hartford, Connecticut, and I took the ferry over, and my friend works on the ferry. He goes, hey, come up into the captain's deck. And I was like, what? And then what the view, the panoramic view at nighttime up on that deck was phenomenal.
See,
it was nipple pinching phenomenal.
So you have changed.
Yes.
I'm like, look, I'm on top of the ferry. Pinching
look at
your nipples.
Me, Mom. I'm on top of the world.
Look at me, Mom. Comedian Chris Roach, opening for Kevin tonight at Paramount, but also May 13th on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. More with Chris coming up. He plays Mott on Kevin Can Wait. But right now, here's Ted.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota and the all new Sunrise Toyota North and Middle Island, Long Island traffic. Sunrise Highway westbound as you make your way into exit 50.
Break out the pen.
8:35, Roger and JP on BAB. Comedian Chris Roach in the studio. Mott from Kevin Can Wait. Big Ranger fan. Heart a little heavy this morning. Tough loss last night.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. That penalty, the winning goal happened on a power play, and I thought it should have been a match penalty. Each guy should have got a penalty because our guy got elbowed in the face. They never see the first one.
Stop with the excuses.
I know.
Lost.
I know.
Stop
they did.
Being
they
a
lost.
Bitch. You lost. Shake it off and get back for the next one.
Oh, my God.
You can tell he takes it hard, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I went through hell as a kid. I really did. And I think that's what people don't realize. Like I was telling you guys before that somebody emailed me.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody emailed me saying, I don't know why Kevin Kuwait is having you go to Ranger games when it's a Long Island-based show and they have their own team.
Don't you want to just smack the snot out of these people?
I was like, hello, stupid? If you saw the hell I went through as a kid growing up as a Ranger fan during the Islanders dynasty,
right?
You know, and we were lucky as kids to have the shirts on our back. I had no Rangers apparel, but everybody knew that I was a huge Ranger fan. And the worst was when the Islanders beat the Rangers the morning after.
More with Chris Roach next here on BAB. WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 840. Comedian Chris Roach hanging in the studio with us from Kevin Can Wait, Park, the Kevin yeah. James Show.
Did you
Mott.
Did you go to the Axl AC/DC shows?
No, I would love to have seen it. I wanted to hear Axl do Back in Black. That would have been cool to hear.
Yeah, I can't do that. To me, it's kind of like sacrilege. Just leave it alone. Angus needs to just kind of walk away and do something else.
It's weird. Like some bands, like... It was amazing. You know, it was amazing when Van Halen got Sammy Hagar. How it was like a brand new band. It was an amazing album.
Right.
Album. And some band just like, it's never the same.
Well, the same thing, you know, when AC/DC, when Bon Scott died and they brought in Brian Johnson.
Right.
Those are both rare examples. Where it's really very rare. Good.
Did you go to Van Halen last time around with Dave?
Very rare. No, how was it?
It's a nightmare.
That bad?
God, he makes you want to kill him.
Oh.
He literally went on a whole 5 minute. First off, he can't hit the notes by any stretch of the imagination. Sure. He can't hit them. He'll stop, right, Brett? He stops songs in the middle. They got to start over because he forgot words.
Right.
And then he goes into like a 5 minute dissertation complete with a video of him and his dogs and his dead uncle, the whole thing. It's like not, it's not. Remember, Dave, like when you were a kid, Dave was cool.
Yes.
Dave's not cool.
Oh,
anymore.
No.
He's not cool.
Wasn't he like an EMT or something?
Yeah. Remember that when he got caught buying like a dime bag in Washington Square Park? He was an EMT in the city.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was like some kind of reality show that went bad or something.
No, that was
him trying to do something different with his life, I guess.
I think that was before reality shows.
He had short hair, and you know, he
I can't believe
no
comedians ever touched that. Like, imagine being on a gurney and hey! What's how you feeling, baby? Wow.
Like, get this guy away from me.
Sing it with me. I'm just the jiggle.
Oh, you know who should do that? Billy Mirror should do that. You know, Billy Mirror does a great Van Halen. He should do that. I'm going to call him.
Yeah, give him the bit.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite band?
You know what? I like, because I think I get my anger out through music. So right. I was always like Korn, the Ramones. I love a big Rob Zombie fan.
Got it.
Big, not only the movies, but when I heard Astro Creep 2000, blown away.
Right.
You know, I'm a guitar guy, so I like Rage Against the Machine. I like the guitar stuff.
Are you in a band still?
Yeah, well, I jam with these guys. We have a 4-song demo we just cut. Is that a 1950s term?
Yeah.
And but
is it on vinyl?
No, it's on vinyl. The only problem is, like, we're all married and we meet like twice a month, so it's like progress is very slow.
Right. The band's not getting any better.
Well, your schedule, I'm guessing you're slowing down the process.
Oh yeah. I'm like, sorry guys, I can't jam this weekend.
You know, they've had conversations like, you know, he's becoming a bag of bricks. We just got to set him down.
Yeah, we gotta cut him loose.
All we hear about is Kevin James.
Yeah,
you cut him loose.
He became friends with. He's not that good of a guitar player, but just because he's my friend Kevin James, he's on the show. We should have him in our band.
You're right.
What kind of guitar you got?
I have anything I could afford, a Schecter. I have a
You're a star now. You should be buying stuff like Les Pauls, you know?
I do have a Les Paul, but it's the headstock reads, not...
Made in China?
Yeah, one of those things. It's like, it's not a Gibson headstock.
Right. And, so you're a big rock guy. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love hard rock. Love it. I love old music, but hard rock is my thing. You know, I remember my first concert I saw in Nassau Coliseum. I saw Motley Crue open up for Ozzy.
Okay.
And that was the first. I remember walking in. We were late, but we walked in just as Shout at the Devil was starting. And all of a sudden, the music started. And every time they said Shout, there was like a row of lights that hit you. And I've never seen anything like it. I was like, oh my God.
That was what happened when I went to see. I saw Metallica open up for Ozzy.
Oh,
on the Ultimate Sin Tour. And, you know, as a kid, I was 12 years old. and you go into a concert, you don't know what to expect at your first concert. Like, you don't think the lights are going to go off. Next thing you know, people are just throwing Blockbusters and M80s all over the
That's
building.
That's old school right there.
Yeah.
It's stupid, too.
The concerts were dangerous back then.
I remember seeing a car. There was an old Nova around the parking lot that just had Ozzy as God spray painted. I'm 12.
Right.
And then you got people, who needs hits? You need hits? You need hits? And I'm like, what are they talking about? It's only like years later. I'm like, oh, wow, that guy was selling acid at that Ozzy show. I had no idea.
Right. I thought he wanted to punch me.
Right.
Right. Well, Chris, good luck as a diehard Ranger fan who cries sometimes when they lose.
When I was younger, I used to cry. That's why I said I stopped. There was a gap. I'm a Jets fan too, but there was a gap where I stopped watching the Jets because I'm like, I can't cry over two teams. I can't. So I stopped watching them from like the Sack Exchange.
You literally cried?
Pennington. When I was a kid with the Rangers, I used to cry, especially when the Islanders beat them.
Yeah, that makes you a bit of a pussy.
Yeah, I know. But I've matured as a fan, and now...
And now he's 6'6", so who's the pussy now?
And now he sits in sweets and eats shrimp cocktail as he watches a Ranger game.
I enjoy the sport now.
That's great. Well, good luck in the playoffs. It is always, even as an Islander fan, more interesting when the Rangers are in the playoffs. If we're not in it, it's interesting.
It stinks that they're not in Long Island because I love the rivalry. The Ranger Islander games in my family, that was a holiday.
The best.
It was a holiday. We got ready and we had chips in it. But now it's like you got to that rivalry has got to stay alive, and we got to get them back on Long Island.
Oh yeah, and we can all hate the Capitals and the Penguins together.
Yes,
God, I just want them to beat each other up and come limping into the next round. Whoever
That'd be
wins.
Great. Seven rounds.
So Chris is at the Paramount tonight with Kevin James for a third sold out show. If you got tickets, enjoy that. The fourth Kevin James show at the Paramount is Saturday, May 13th, and that goes on sale this morning at 10. If you want to see Chris this weekend with Joey Cola and another comedian Joe Starr, this Sunday at 7 o'clock, they're at Governor's in Levittown, and the proceeds go to benefit the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration, which is all about your mom, correct?
Yeah, it's a form of dementia that affects the speech.
Right.
So that's a nice fundraiser you guys are doing. That's awesome.
You can get tickets on my Facebook page. I have a PayPal link, so you could just get them right there.
Chris Roach Live.
Right on, brother.
ChrisRoachLive.com.
And GovsGov.com and WBAB.com's got the info, too.
Thanks for stopping in, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. Anytime. Door's open.
Especially now, as big a star as you are with Kevin Kuwait, you remember us. We appreciate that.
Although, when I saw my governors, I'm like, hey, Chris, and he looked at me like I had five heads. BAB? Oh,
sorry, he was in his own bubble.
I was making love to a chicken palm wrap.
Of course. Chris Roach, everybody. There he is, 847. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 855. Sunny today and a high of 75. Thanks to Chris Roach for coming by. He's opening for Kevin James tonight at the Paramount. Of course, that's sold out. But if you want tickets for the next big Kevin James show with Chris, it's May 13th. Tickets on sale this morning at 10 a.m. And you can get those tickets, of course, at the Paramount website, info at WBAB.com. And we will see you tomorrow at Touch a Truck at Eisenhower Park. Right? Between 10 and 3, presented by the Newsday Summer Fun Book. And then, of course, next is 10 in a row commercial-free, and you're listening for the John Mellencamp song, so you can win tickets to go see him, Forest Hill Stadium, July 11th. Listen for his song, Be Caller 20, and you win during the 10 songs in a row commercial-free next. Have a good weekend. Here's Ted.
Your VAB Sunrise Toyota and the all...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.